Hey, I'm Bob Runkle, and for as long as I can remember, I've loved pop culture. Despite the challenges I've faced in my life, pop culture has always been there for me. I love talking to people and being a platform for others to share their thoughts and stories. Because if there's one thing I never get tired of, it's seeing driven, talented, and inspiring individuals follow their dreams, no matter what obstacles are in their way. And I know a thing or two about that. Welcome to the DJ Bob Show. I'm DJ Bob. Roll it.
The DJ Bob Show, pop culture, past, and present. And now, here's your host, DJ Bob.
The chase is on, and I'm so happy to be joined by Sandra Shepherd, executive producer of Cyber Chase, and Melinda Toporoff, series producer of Cyber Chase. They sat down with me, and we talked about the 20th anniversary of the iconic series for kids, the brand new season with 10 brand new adventures, and so much more. I really love this conversation, and I hope you do too. Okay, before we dig in too deep here, would you guys mind introducing yourselves and kind of telling us your role within the series?
So I'm Sandra Shepherd. I am the executive producer of Cyber Chase, and I have actually been with the show since day one. Please don't quiz me on all the episodes we've produced, but I've been with it from its concept through pilot up through today, which is its 20th anniversary on PBS Kids, which we're really proud of.
And I am Melinda Toporoff. I guess that makes me a baby on the series because I've been on for 2 years. And I am the series producer of Cyber Chase, which means running day-to-day, making the animation engine go.
So how does it feel for you guys knowing that you've been a part of a series that has lasted for so long?
Well, I'll just jump in. I mean, I think it is just amazing to be able to, you know, celebrate, 20 years of programming, of Cyber Chase programming on PBS Kids. And I think what's really fantastic now is that we hear not only from our, you know, current kids who are engaging with the show, but we hear from viewers who grew up on the show, who are now, approaching us on social media and Facebook, who just tell us how much, Cyber Chase meant to them as a kid, how it helped really unlock these, you know, complex math topics that they were learning in school. And even some kids, you know, and young adults have gone on, you know, to study math and STEM. So it's just fantastic to be looking ahead, but also to think back on the kind of impact we've had on kids' lives. So really proud.
And I will say that before this, I was originally in children's programming, ended up getting sort of sidetracked into more commercial adult programming. And when the Cyber Chase position opened up, you know, I basically threw myself, I think, at Sandra and just said, let me back in. So Cyber Chase certainly has been an important part of my career in terms of recalibrating and getting back to something that matters.
So something I've always admired about the series is that you guys always cover relevant, timely topics that kids can watch and say, I can look at this in my own life and I can take what I've learned from this show and kind of make it part of my day today, what I do, whether it be water conservation or like energy or what have you. Can you tell me a bit about the curriculum and how important that is? I know it's an educational show, but especially for this.
Yeah, I'll just start. You know, as you probably know, we've had a clear mission from the beginning, and that's always to help kind of instill in children this positive attitude towards math and science. But more recently, we've developed this kind of innovative focus on linking math to environmental science. And what we've found is that if we make sure that we do it, of course, through exciting narrative and our, you know, our characters and the world of cyberspace is so rich, but if we really make sure that it's very kid relatable and that the environmental topics, as you say, you know, we have this theme that small actions can lead to big change. So, you know, if a child takes away from a show, you know, replacing, you know, straws or getting rid of straws in their lives, that they can do something, a takeaway from the show in their own lives and be making a difference in terms of the planet. And I think, you know, we try to keep it very positive and that all kids can be kind of agents of change and problem solvers. And we find kids really, they care about the planet. And by learning about these environmental themes and messages and feeling that they can do something, it is very empowering for them. So we're really, you know, we're really excited about the new season and, you know, its focus on, you know, environmental learning. And as you said, ensuring that even though, you know, cyber chase takes place in this incredible cyber world, that the actions our characters take are replicable in the real world. So I think that's a very good, you know, good observation. And it's something we work on carefully.
Yeah. And I will just add that I think, you know, because we get to delve into environmental topics, we also get to tap into real live magic in the world and, you know, get to learn about things like the coral reefs. I mean, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't really know what coral reefs were made of. And, you know, I am kind of like the character in Ez. I just thought, oh, maybe I think they're like rocks. I don't know. And it turns out they're not. They're, you know, they are living and breathing. And, you know, there's a lot of wonder in nature that is there to be discovered. So it gives us a good playground.
So here on the podcast, I only ask the hard-hitting questions. And here's one that I think is sort of fun. What character in Cyber Chase's universe would be your best friend if you met them in person?
That's a great question. All right, Melinda, you want to go first or should I?
I mean, I'm happy to go first because someone comes immediately to mind or something immediately comes to mind. I have to say that I am a huge fan of Buzz, mostly yes. Because I really relate to him. I am as obsessed with donuts and I find him really funny but also a really good friend. So I think he'd be an interesting person to be good friends with.
Okay, so this is a very hard question because I feel like the cyber squad, it's like, you know, picking one of your kids and yeah. Who's your favorite. I love them all and they are all dynamic and unique, but I have to say I have a great deal of affection for Inez. You know, she's smart, she's kind of forward thinking. I love that, you know, all the characters care about their friends. She also has a, you know, a huge passion for animals and caring for them. And so I have a real sweet spot for Inez.
I mean, Inez was the one I was going to say because she's so inquisitive and so interested to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But isn't afraid to have fun with the rest of the crew. So
I love that. Yeah, that's absolutely true. It's interesting when we were developing the characters, we wanted to make sure each of the characters also had kind of a different approach to learning and specifically, you know, math and science problems. And Inez, she can be a little bit analytic. Sometimes you think she's in her head, but then she's also very real and authentic, and I just like those traits in her. So she's one of my favorites.
Again, it's like picking children. It's like right. For you.
Hard to do.
I think one of the things that I wanted to ask you is the writing on a children's television show can be difficult at times, but especially for a show like this, where it needs to have the element of fantasy and fun and all this TV stuff, but it also has to have the educational curriculum sort of interwoven in the scripts. What are the do's and don'ts that you give your writers when they're tapped to write a script?
Well, I would say, and Melinda, I'm sure has a number of things to say, but you know, it we start with the topics and what's the content, and the process is we involve not just our math and our environmental science advisors, but you know, Melinda and our entire production team, our head writer, and we pick topics that we feel can be kid size and age appropriate and friendly. And we very carefully develop kind of a content document that helps the writers think about the topic, but there's typically one big idea. So in the upcoming season, we have a great episode on nature appreciation, and the big idea is leave nature as you found it. So something that a child can kind of get their head around, and as you said, follow through the show, but also take with them in the real world. So I think that's a really important part, is to be very thoughtful about the topics and also be very collaborative in selecting them. So it's not just the content advisors, but the producers and writers are thinking carefully, will that topic work or not? And Melinda, if you want to jump in and...
Yeah, I mean, I would say that the writing, this is a very difficult show to write, just because we're serving so many masters. You know, there's just good storytelling, there's adventure, there's great character development and characters, relationships. Oh, and then there's also environmental content and math content, and we have to do it in this finite amount of time.
You're like juggling almost. Like...
Yeah, it's a lot. However, the payoff obviously is delightful. And you know, what I like about it is that this is woven into the fabric of the creative, that we're not tacking anything on. We're not, you know, tacking math on at the last minute. It actually is part of an important content beat, but also an important, you know, propeller of story, so that the lessons aren't just lessons, they're also helping tell narrative. So there's a lot of layers to it. And we've had the same head writer from day one, George Bloom, who's very passionate about the series and sort of been at the helm of keeping that ship going in the right direction.
And I would just say one other thing is, you know, we often take our concepts or our early script ideas out to kids, and you know, we watch them react to a story, and even though we've been at this for a long time, we learned something new. I mean, what we found is that the environmental messaging is very powerful, not only for kids but also for their families. You know, that we approach it with, you know, from the perspective that there are challenges, but it's really a positive perspective. We can find ways, if we work together and individually, to work through some of those challenges, that it, you know, you can make a positive difference. But we also learn things like, you know, we have to be very thoughtful about visuals, you know, and mathematics. We have to sit on our visuals. And sometimes, you know, for the littler kids, we've got to repeat things. So I feel like even though we are pretty seasoned at this show, we're always learning something new, you know, from our audience about what can we do that's a little bit better, you know, in terms of our approach or our messaging. So.
And I think because this show has gone on for so long, there's always been this element of like digital and futuristic, but now these kids are living in this world now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I was 7 years old when the show started. So so it's like we were just getting there, but we weren't at the place where we are now.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like in some ways when we launched Cyber Chase a long time ago, it was a little bit ahead of its time. We actually launched it with a prequel online. It was a series of webisodes that gave kind of the backstory.
I remember,
you know, to Hacker. And but you're absolutely right. You know, we're now living in an age where it's a digital generation. But what's great about the cyber world is that it is so expansive. And, you know, we can create new sites and we can really go anywhere. I mean, Melinda mentioned in this season, you know, we're going under the ocean or under the sea to explore coral, which is a living thing and has this really important role in the ecosystem. And we can bring kids to those kind of places as well, where they may not necessarily be, you know, go in their real world, but they can see it up close and personal. And that's really fun for us. You know, we can always be expanding the world and innovating. Yeah. Well, thank you for being such a fan. I love that.
There were so many questions that I wanted to ask just because it's such an interesting, I feel like when Cyber Chase started, it was sort of like people were starting to know what digital content was. Like, kids are seeing what the kids are using on the show, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do wonder if kids today would know, even know what a motherboard is.
Yeah. I would, because I'm a nerd. It's funny. So, what can we expect from these new episodes? I know you've been hinting at it through our chat, but kind of digging deeper about what we can expect.
So I'll jump in. So we're launching our new season on February 25th on the PBS Kids 24/7 channel. So, and on the video app, and we've got 10 new, I would say, epic environmental adventures where our protagonists explore, you know, themes on land, in the air, and under the sea. So, you know, we've got a great episode in the that will launch as part of our February 25th premiere on migration. And our kid characters actually get to join a flock of birds as they migrate, which is really cool. We also have an amazing program. It's a bit of a mystery or detective story where kids really learn about how to be kind of environmental stewards as they navigate this park and, you know, discover what has kind of gone amiss. But along the way, they learn this theme of kind of leaving stuff as you find it. And little things like, you know, there are places in the park where you shouldn't use loud voices because, you know, that may impact animals living there. Or if you turn over, you know, a tree stump, put it back to where you found it. So simple things that I think kids can take with them. And we explore light pollution. We explore water pollution where the kids actually shrink down in size and they get to go into the, you know, sewer systems. It's again, a bit of a detective to find out where is this pollution coming from. and see up close and personal that, you know, and up close that, you know, pollution can come from many different places, and they go back and they investigate where it's coming from and try to reduce it. Some of that is as simple as a school that had been, you know, using a lot of straws and leaving them outside. So it's really, I think, a very eclectic and fun set of 10 programs that kids and families are going to really enjoy.
Yeah. And I'll just add that I feel like we've made a real concerted effort to get to know our characters a little bit better. And one of our episodes is about sustainable design. And we learned that all this time, Jackie has been a huge fan of design and engineering and wins an internship with working with a, you know, famous cyber designer, and, you know, fun ensues. We'll wait till you see the episode. But the idea that, you know, Jackie has her own individual interests, those are the kind of things we're going to start exploring more and more. We get to know the characters themselves a little bit better.
All those things, and you have Gilbert Gottfried, who I absolutely adore, and Christopher Lloyd. So, come on.
You know, one other thing I would mention that, you know, in addition to the 10 new episodes that we'll be launching, we also create a number of other resources for kids to engage with our characters in the world. And so interactive learning games is something that, you know, we develop and we launch as part of our new season. And we just developed and launched a game called Duck Dash. That's a really fun way for kids to experience migration themselves. And, you know, one of our kind of uber goals as we continue to bring this content to audiences is to really broaden our audience. So we've developed these games to be accessible to a broader range of kids. So if you have potentially a visual impairment or a hearing impairment, we've created the game so you can still interact with it using different modes. And that's been really exciting because I think as a public media show, we're always looking to reach the broadest audience we can and think about how can we make our content more available and more accessible to that audience. Yeah.
That's so important to me because I only type with one finger. So to be able to have these games like tailored for you and adaptable to you is important because many times as a kid, there were games on the computer that I couldn't play because of the keystrokes that were needed. So I always admired that PBS and all the people behind these games and the content are conscious of inclusion and all those things.
Yeah. It's been really a focus for us, you know, for many years, but we've really tried to be very thoughtful in the design of these new games. And we've now launched our third really fully accessible game this fall. And, you know, working with experts and working with kids and testing the game. And thank you for that comment. And we'd welcome your feedback. We've got several of them on the website. Duck Dash and Echo Explorers are just the two most recent. But
for sure.
Yeah, well, great.
This has been such a joy. And I can't wait for people to check out these new shows, these new episodes.
Well, thank you so much.
If all of our fans are as awesome as you are and passionate as you are, it's great.
The thing I find interesting about kids TV and about the content you're creating is that adults are creating it, so it shouldn't be just as boiled down, oh, this is just a children's property. There's hard work, there's thought, there's critical thinking involved, and that needs to be talked about on a deeper level. So that's why I'm here today to talk to you both.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And, you know, we hope you really enjoy the new season. And, you know, we'd love to come back to talk about more, because there is certainly more in store for Cyberchase. So thank you.
For sure. From what I've seen, it's fantastic.
Oh, excellent.
So we will talk soon, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. Great to meet you. Alrighty.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye.
The DJ Bob Show. Pop culture, past and present.